The previous two Mishnah, in which we discussed large wooden bihat that was in the entrance of a house, partly in and partly out, we were discussing a bihat that was perforated. And since it was perforated, it was considered a kli, as it was fit to be used as a bihat, as it needs to be perforated for the bees to go in and out. And since it's considered a kli, it would not be chaytze b'fnei atuma, as we mentioned, that a kli is not chaytze b'fnei atuma, does not stop a tuma from going through. If the beehive was damaged, and the place where it was damaged, it was filled tightly with straw, and since it's damaged, it's no longer considered a kli, and since it's not considered a kli, it's considered an oil, and therefore it would be chaytze b'fnei atuma, it would stop a tuma from going through it. And since the place where the damage is sealed, so the tumor would not go through the opening. Or afuzo. Or even if it was not damaged, but if all the preparations were sealed tightly. In such a case, since the preparations are sealed tightly, it's no longer fit to be used as a beehive. So therefore, it would no longer be considered a kli, so it would be considered an oil, and it would be chaytze b'fnei atuma. Ezehi afuzo. Kol she'en lo tefach mimakomach. What is considered afuzo? Anytime that there isn't a tefach in one place that's not sealed tight, that the beehive is sealed tightly all around, and any preparation that are a tefach or more are sealed tightly. So since it has no opening that are a tefach or more, it's no longer fit to be used as a beehive, so it's not a kli, and it would be chaytzeis b'fnei atuma. So the din would be as follows. Kizayis b'nameis nosun tachtal. Connect the ad at the home, tell me. If there was a kizayis from a maze that was underneath the beehive, underneath the part of the beehive that's outside the house, anything underneath the beehive until the depth would be tummy, any kli that's in the ground underneath the beehive directly underneath the kedayis ben hameis would become tummy from that kedayis ben hameis. The kedayis ben hameis would go down into the ground, anything directly underneath it would become tummy, but it would not rise up through the kiveres and be metame kalim that are on top of the kiveres, as since in this case, the kiveres is not considered a kli. It would be chaytze b'fnei atuma. It would stop the tumor from going through it. So a kli that's on top of the kiveres would not become tameh from a kizayis min hameis that is underneath the kiveres. Al gaba kinegdo ad harakia tameh. If there's a kizayis min hameis on top of the part of the kiveres that's outside the house, anything above the tumor until the sky would become tameh, and the tumor would rise up ad harakia. But kelim that are underneath the kiveres, even if they're directly underneath the tumor, would not become tummy. And since in this case the kiveres is not considered a kli, it would be chaytzeis b'fnei atuma. It would stop the tumor from going through the kiveres and being metame kelim that is underneath the kiveres. But bayis ein tameh ela habayis. If there's a tumor inside the house, only the contents of the house would become tummy. But anything that's inside the kiveres or anything that's underneath and on top of the kiveres outside of the house would not become tummy. And since the opening of the kiveres is outside the house, the tumah would not penetrate the kiveres and therefore cannot metame the things that are inside the kiveres, nor the kelim that are on top or underneath the kiveres, since those kelim are outside of the house. B'teicha ain't tameh ela teicha. If there's a kedayis min hameis inside the kiveres itself, only the contents of the kiveres would be tameh, but the kelim that are on top or underneath the kiveres would be tar. As even though the mace is inside the kiveres itself, and the entire kiveres is considered as if it was full of tumah, but the tumah would not escape the kiveres. Since the kiveres is not considered a kli, the tumah would not escape through the preparations, and the preparations are tightly sealed, so therefore the kelim on top and underneath the kiveres would remain tar. This Mishnah continues to discuss the type of kiveres that we discussed in the previous Mishnah. A kiveres that was damaged and therefore is no longer considered a kli, or it had its preparations tightly sealed, so it's no longer fit to be used as a bihat, so it's not considered a kli. And since it's not considered a kli, it's considered an oil, and it's chaytzeis b'fnei atuma, it would stop a tuma from going through it. But there is a slight variation, as this Mishnah is now talking about a kiveres that is a tefach above the ground. As the previous Mishnah was talking about a kiveres that was lying right on the ground. But this Mishnah discusses a kiveres that was a tefach above the ground. The din is as follows. Tuma tachteha obabayis. Tachteha bahabayis tamay. If there was a tuma kedayis min hameis directly underneath the part of the kiveres that was outside the house, or there was a chazayas I made inside the house itself. In both cases, it didn't. That any clay kelim that are underneath the kiveres, whether they're underneath the part of the kiveres that's outside the house or inside the house, or any kelim that are inside the house, would become tamei. The reason being that in a case where there's a tuma underneath the kiveres, since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground, the tuma would travel directly underneath the kiveres, all along the length of the kiveres, and it would go right into the house and be tamei everything inside the house, plus all kelim underneath the kiveres would be tamei. And if the tumor was inside the house, the tumor would travel underneath the part of the kiveres that's inside the house. And once the tumor goes underneath the kiveres that's inside the house, since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground, the tumor would travel the whole length of the kiveres, even to the part of the kiveres that's outside the house. So any kelim underneath the kiveres, even outside the house, would become tumah from the tumor inside the house. Tocha v'gabatar. But any kelim inside the kiveres itself, or on top of the kiveres, would be tar. And the tumah cannot penetrate the kiveres. The kiveres will protect the kelim that are inside of it. And so too, the kiveres will stop the tumah from traveling through it and being the tamei kelim that are on top of it. So any kelim that are on top of the kiveres and outside the house would be tar. Since in this case, we're talking about a kiveres that's not a kli, it's chaytet b'fnei the tumah, will stop the tumah from traveling through it. So therefore, any kelim above the kiveres, if they're outside the house, would be tar. But any kelim above the kiveres inside the house would be tameh, and since the tumah is inside the house, it would be tameh everything inside the house, with the exception of kelim that are inside the kiveres itself. Betocha ain't tameh elatocha. If a kiveres was inside the kiveres itself, the only thing that would become tameh are all kelim inside the kiveres itself. But any kelim above or underneath the kiveres would be protected from becoming tameh, and since the kiveres is tightly sealed, the tumah cannot escape the kiveres, and everything outside the kiveres is tar. Al gaba kenegdo ad harakia tumah. If a tumah is on top of the kiveres, it's on top of the part of the kiveres that's outside the house, then anything above the tumah up to the sky would become tumah. The tumah would travel upwards, and anything that's directly above the tumah would become tumah. But any kelim that are inside the kiveres or underneath the kiveres would be protected and would not become tameh. As again, we're talking about a kiveres that's not a kli, so it's chaytet b'fnei tumah, stops the tumah from going through it, so therefore the tumah can only go up but not down.